Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Welcome to the podcast. And if you missed today's show, well, here's what happened.
Favorite smell. What do you enjoy? A lot of people from Arizona said desert rain. Smells so good. Mm-hmm. Sally, you don't even like that, do you?
Me?
I mean, no, Misty, I meant.
Yeah. I was about to say, I don't.
You don't like the smell of desert rain?
No, not at all.
I love it.
Wet dirt.
Wet dirt. What is your favorite smell? 888-888-9976. Yeah, what do you got?
Hi, this is Liz, and my favorite smell is sawdust.
Sawdust?
Sawdust.
Okay.
Yes.
Wood, sawdust. My dad always smelled like that coming home when I was little, and my husband smells like that now, and it's just my happy, happy smell.
The happy smell of dad and your husband.
Now, why are they coming home smelling like sawdust?
Well, my dad worked in a lumber yard, and my husband for many years worked with wood as well, and so it's just one of those smells that just makes me happy.
Oh, I love that.
For me, it depends on what kind of wood. Sometimes regular 2x4s don't smell that great to me, but you know.
They do to me, but I love wood, so who knows?
I know, it's just nature, you know. I always had horses growing up, and we would use sawdust in their stalls, and so yeah, lots of happy memories attached to sawdust.
Yeah, but Sally, that sawdust combined with a different smell.
Hey, that comes later.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you, your favorite smell. Recently, someone just called in and said sawdust.
Yes.
Sally said she likes the smell of sawdust, especially in horse stalls. Of course, horses contribute to that smell as well.
Yes, yeah. Thanks for that.
Dana is with us. What do you got?
Well, I just got back from visiting my daughter and son-in-law and a 9-month-old baby grandson. So my favorite scent is you get a baby out of the bathtub, you wrap them up in a towel, and then you just bury your face in their cheek and their neck. And there's something that's just undescribable about that scent.
There, I agree. Newborn and baby smell, wow. That is, it's really different. I don't know quite how to describe it, but yeah.
But you know, it's kind of like Sally and her sawdust with horses. You got to be careful because there's usually something else there too. So.
That is true. You can kind of tell as well what the baby is doing. It can sometimes be a preview of coming attractions.
Maybe you are waiting on God to move in your life. Maybe specifically when it comes to healing. I saw this. It really spoke to me. I thought maybe it would speak to you, talking about healing. In John, there's a man at the Pool of Bethesda, and he's learned to live on his mat. It said, Jesus being the personification of grace challenges what this man had faith in. You know, this man gives him reason after reason for why he can't pick up his mat. And this man was limiting God to his own ideal. And it's like, maybe you're in that same spot and you think that God can't reach you. I've been there. Like, I'll admit that. I said, but Jesus doesn't get on the mat with us. Jesus stepped over the man's excuses and gave a command. Pick up your mat and walk. And they said, we all have explanations for where we dwell or what we think God can do. But God is, his goal is not our comfort, it's our character. And when we lay down our excuses and we step out in faith, we too can pick up our mat and walk.
Oh, that's good.
So powerful, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm actually dealing with something. I'll be real transparent. It's some self-destructive behavior that I tend to go back to time and time again. And right before I saw this, and actually right after I read it, I was praying. I was like, well, I keep praying for healing. I pray for healing all the time. Why am I not picking up my mat and walking? And Jesus said so clearly, like, honey, I told you to pick up your mat and walk. You're the one who keeps laying it back down.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
You know, a lot of times when God healed, there was a God part, that's Jesus's part, and a man part.
Yes.
Like when he told the guy to make mud and rub it in his eyes, and then he was could see again, you know? So, and picking up this guy's mat is something he couldn't do.
Yeah.
He didn't think he could do, but he did it. And he was healed.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? So maybe God's got something for you today that you need to do. 888-888-9976. We'd love to hear about it.
Family Life Radio.
Time for that good news of the day. This is Family Life Radio, Kankel Fritz and friends with you. And we'd love to hear your story of how God is working in your life.
About 4 years ago, I quit my job because I had an empty nest and my husband traveled for work and I was traveling with him. But little did we know that 6 months later, I would have had given up my job so that I could be kinship foster to 6 little kids. And now we've adopted 6 little kids.
Oh, God bless you for that.
That is so awesome.
Love it.
I wish we could do that. You know, we've got a daughter diagnosed with special needs, so it makes us hard to just cope with what we have now. But I think that is one of the ultimate acts of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Just taking in somebody and being Jesus to them, you know?
Providing
that's awesome.
A house and love.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Part of the family, you know?
It is the most terrifying, but the most amazing thing I've ever done.
You're right. I would think it is scary because you don't know, okay, this child I'm bringing to the family, is this going to be trouble? Is this going to be good? You just don't know.
Well, they were kinship, so that means I have relationship.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's good.
But there are 6 of them. Did I mention there are 6 of them?
That is a lot. That is a lot.
It's a lot of laundry is what that's a lot of.
So how is God working in your life? We'd love to hear your story. Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. Little laughs. Little kids telling their jokes at 888-888-9976. Good morning.
Hello. I'm not a kid, but I'm calling in with a cute kid joke.
Oh, a non-kid with a cute kid joke. Well, who's this?
That's allowed.
My name is Amy, and the joke came from my 5-year-old granddaughter, Nova.
Awesome. Tell us, Amy.
She says, she'll point at you, and she'll say, "What's your name?" And I say, "Grandma." And she points to her nose, and she says, "What's this?" And I said, "Nose." And she holds out her hands with nothing in it, and she said, "What's in my hands?" And I say, "Nothing." And she says, "Grandma knows nothing."
Oh! Man. Wow. It was an insult joke.
Right? Wow.
Grandma knows nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a tough room.
Grandma, no cookies for you.
Yeah. That's right.
She's going to be one of those kind of comedians.
I wonder if you're like me and you look around and you realize you've kept something that you're not quite sure exactly why. I'm talking about something I look at every single morning. It's a dime store little swan that holds my rings and my earrings that I've peeled off. And it's there, I realized, because of the sentimental value. It's something I've kept that my daughter gave me years ago, long ago, that she's forgotten. And yet it's still sitting there. And
and this isn't something you would buy for yourself.
Absolutely
but
not.
But since she got it for you, you're like, it's not the most attractive thing in the world, but
I've kept it.
But you kept it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's you know, just you're right. There are things we hold on to that it's because of who it came from.
Right.
And that's why you still have it.
Yeah. My mom still has on her bookcase, it's this little like glass globe thing filled with water, and inside the fakest of fake roses. I saw it at the drugstore when I was like 6, and I was with my grandpa, and I was like, look, this is so beautiful. We should get this for Mother's Day. And he was like, oh, honey, don't you want to get her something else? And I was like, no, this is so pretty. She's going to love it. And he was like, okay, if that's what you want. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful. We should get this. And she still has it.
She still has it.
She doesn't think it's beautiful, but she still has it.
That's awesome.
So great. I love it.
So how about you? Is there something that you have kept, or maybe it's your mom? And like Misty's situation, your parents have this, and it's something you gave them or something like that. I'm trying to think of stuff that I've kept. I mean, my wife has got boxes of crud in the garage. The kids have...
Wow. I talk about beautiful porcelain swans.
They've made over the years or whatever. I don't know.
He's talking about flowers and he's got boxes of crud.
You know, I don't know why we have the baby outfit from whatever, but you know, we've got it.
Goodness.
So there's that. But yeah, how about you? What are you?
Man.
What are you? Tell us what's in your crud box. Give us a call.
We need to know.
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
It is time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
What's bringing you joy? Give us a call, 888-888-9976. Laura's with us. Tell us.
I'll tell you what brings me joy. We're raising our two-year-old, and we just begin to tickle her, and she does that deep belly laugh. There's just nothing like it.
How old is she?
She's 2.5.
2.5. There is nothing like little toddlers or babies laughing.
Yes.
Oh.
You can't not laugh alongside
I know.
Them. It's so contagious.
Oh, it's just one of the most, it's the best sound in the world.
It is.
Our number is 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio, what's bringing you joy?
My cousin, who has been away from the family for like 10 years now, has finally came back to the family, and we picked up where we left off.
Wow.
And it reminds me of like the prodigal son story that we can turn to God when we need help.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, that's great news. Now, if we have to ask, was there a fatted calf involved?
No.
So we've been talking about little keepsakes. There are things that you keep, or maybe your parents have kept of yours, and you're like, why do I have this? It's not the most attractive thing, but it's because of who it gave it, you know. Well, Sally, you said that your daughter Amanda gave you the swan.
Right. I use it every day. I've had it for years.
It holds her jewelry, little swan.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy's with us. What do you got?
When I was 6 years old, my mom gave me this jasmine after bath refresher from Avon, and I still have the bottle, and there's still some after bath in it.
An after bath refresher.
Yeah, and it's still in there.
What is an after bath refresher?
Kind of like, probably like a little perfumish thing that you put on you after you get out of your bath.
Oh.
Why have you kept it?
Because I had it for a few years and I couldn't throw it away because it reminds me of my mom. And it's still on my dresser and it's still got some of the stuff in it. But it's turned a little browner, but it still smells okay.
Still smells okay.
Sometimes those Avon things are worth a lot of money.
Are they really?
Yeah.
It could.
Is an after bath refresher sort of like a female version of a male's aftershave?
Yes, I would imagine so.
Okay. I don't know what aftershave is supposed to do to you.
Besides burn your face off?
Yeah, it does feel that way to me. It's like, why am I...
I always think of the Home Alone scene where he just like pats his face and screams.
Why am I applying this to my skin?
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy reports. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.